Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 3-1. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep out into left field. Hayes going back. Mitch Garver, can you take me higher? You most definitely can. A grand slam for Mitch Garver to give Texas a 9-2 lead.
Oh, ho, ho.
Beautiful. I think it was at that moment I think everybody started to like, okay.
Start to believe.
Yep. You beat the Rays. It was a two-game series. It was a three-game series. You win in two. It's like, all right, whatever. You know, maybe the Rays are the Rays. They always lose in the playoffs. Then you get the Baltimore. Not a single soul in the world gave this team a chance. And then, yeah, you take a quick early lead, then Baltimore scores like five runs in the next inning or something. And then, or no, it was Baltimore scored two, and the Rangers came back with like five, including, and then that. And I was like, all right.
We got this
we
now.
We got something
Good
here.
Good morning, Metroplex, by the way.
Yes.
Sean and RJ here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean Sharif is out, missing opening day.
He's missing opening day. He missed the Monday after the first weekend of the tournament.
He missed the purge of Dak Prescott.
Yep.
He's missed essentially everything.
He's missed so much, man. But anyway, it is opening day for your Texas Rangers and for Major League Baseball. I know Rob Manfred and baseball had that Soul Series, and that was cool and all, but it wasn't opening day. It was kind of just other just. It was a glorified exhibition. Just call me Peyton for now. That counted. So it still
feels like it. Like, I mean, that it's not just glorified exhibition. Like, it counts on the standings. It does not feel like baseball has started at all. Like, I don't recognize that as baseball starting yet at all.
Right. I don't either. So it's not going to start in some cities. You already have two rainouts. The Brewers, Mets are rained out. The Braves, Phillies are rained out. And this is just a little problem I have. This is just a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. First of all, those two teams postponed their game the day before the game. They didn't even wait till the game day. They postponed it the day before. That's probably for fans, right? So just, yep. You know, you make your plans and, hey, guys, hit that extra day off of work because we're doing the opening day the next day. But if you look around the league, this all could have been avoided. The Brewers are playing the Mets. The Brewers have a roof, guys. Why are the Brewers playing in New York? It's the first week of it's end of March. You know what the weather's like there in New York, in the Northeast, in any of the northern cities? Why are you doing this? We have enough. There are 14 cities or baseball teams that either have a roof or in the South that you could have played and only had one game that was subjected to the elements. The Angels are playing in Baltimore. A team from L.A. playing a team in Baltimore, which is not going to be great weather. Common sense should have flipped it. Atlanta's in Philly. Hey, guys, common sense. Philadelphia and Atlanta. Why not that one? Then you're going to waste Tampa-Toronto. Two dome teams. Why are you wasting them playing each other? Why not have Tampa host the Tigers and Toronto host the White Sox? Because the Tigers and the White Sox are playing each other. It makes no sense. At least they're getting it right with a couple of teams. You know, at least the Texas teams are getting it right. Houston's hosting the Yankees. We're hosting the Cubs. It's the way it should be. Host some northern teams. Where the teams of the Rangers should not go on the road until the end. They should have like a 30-game homestand to start the year. Any team with a dome, You should have like a 15-game homestand at minimum to start the year.
I don't know. I like the idea of Texas being able to have a better setup for home games at the end of the year rather than the beginning.
Well, fine. That I understand that. But then you're going to have rain out, so you may have to go back there in June for a one-gamer. You know what I mean? It kind of sucks.
It does. But, look, regardless of what everybody else is doing, I'm so sorry that, you know, the other games are rained out. That's very disappointing for them, whatever else. The point is that the Rangers are not rained out. The Rangers will be playing baseball today, and I'm so pumped that we're finally getting this here. It felt like no time at all. It felt like just yesterday.
It really did,
but
man.
But still, it's something where...
It was 3 months.
It was beginning of November, right?
So all of
November, yeah. December.
Almost 5 months.
February. Almost 5 months. It feels like yesterday.
But it's like you've been waiting this whole time. And it's, you know, not just the expectation of defending, you know, defending the World Series, but also the angle of what Wyatt Langford's going to do, what Evan Carter's going to do. You know, there's so many things, how the pitching is going to perform. I know early on in the season, we've got all these things we're excited for. I'm thrilled about the idea of August, like seeing this team potentially, like you know, if this team is in a competitive position, which I think they will be, that being able to see DeGrom, Scherzer, Mallett, yeah, like all come back around the same time, that's encouraging. That's exciting.
Very encouraging.
And it all starts today against a big-time, historically relevant franchise in the Chicago Cubs. And can't wait. Big-time pitcher in Justin Steele. You get to go up against him with this Rangers lineup. I'm pumped.
It's exciting. It's very, very exciting. You get to see Wyatt Langford. You get to see the bats. You get to see Corey Seager try to win the MVP. Marcus Semien try to win the MVP. Wyatt Langford win the Rookie of the Year. You might have two. You might have guys that finish. Because remember, Evan Carter could still win the Rookie of the Year. So you might have guys finish 1-2 in the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I mean,
you might.
It's very possible. Now that it's funny. I know
entire infield was an All Star last year, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and look, I mean, there's no reason to me that Josh Young can't continue to improve.
Right.
There's no reason to me that Wyatt Langford can't continue to show he is exactly who he's shown throughout, you know, the entirety of his college, minor league, and now spring training career. We already have seen what kind of steely nerves Evan Carter has. I mean, this is going to be a team that's incredibly difficult to pitch to all year.
Oh, the offense is going to carry this team. They're going to have to. I got a little depressed this morning. MLB on their Instagram page put out the best 1-2 punches of pitchers in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like Max Fried and Spencer Strider and Snell and Logan Webb and Nola and Wheeler and Glasnow and Yamamoto and, you know, Cole and Rodon and Berrios and Gossman and Gallen and Kelly and I'm Darvish and Musgrove. And I'm like, man, it could be DeGrom Eovaldi or DeGrom Scherzer.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, gosh, because of the injury. It's a bummer.
Look, I mean, we forget because...
But it's a trade deadline thing.
Well, and we forget because Eovaldi got that arm fatigue, you know, later on in the season was having the issues that he did with injuries in the back half of the season. But like, this was a guy in Eovaldi who he started the All-Star game and he, you know, he was the Cy Young favorite at one point during the summer. And so look, you're absolutely going to miss what, you know, DeGrom could do for you, but you missed it most of last year anyway. Scherzer, even when he was here, he was solid, but mm-hmm. I mean, you never got like,
he was never, he's not 2019 Max.
Now the bigger question for the Rangers, obviously this year, is the idea of like the guy that you are legitimately missing from the run you went on is now Montgomery.
It's Montgomery. Yeah.
Montgomery is the one where it's like, okay, are you going to be able to weather that? But look,
yeah, this is the same staff that won the World Series for the most part outside of Montgomery.
Yes.
And the bullpen's better.
Yeah, you hope.
You hope.
It's deeper. Yes, you can't ever make a projection on a bullpen because it's just there's never any telling how exactly it's going to work out. It is the most unpredictable spot in sports.
It is. It really
is. Is an MLB bullpen. MLB bullpen, NFL kickers. You mm-hmm. don't know what you're getting.
No, you
from
don't
year
know.
To year.
Some teams have an eye for it. They have great bullpens year in and year out. Rays have had a good bullpen, it seems like, for years. Yankees have had a good bullpen, it seems like, for years. Some teams just have that. The Giants, when they were winning World Series, always seemed to have a good bullpen. Mm-hmm. The Rangers bucked the trend, to be honest with you, because their bullpen was not very good last year. Now, they pitched well in the postseason, for the most part.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. You know, you talk about this in football. Like, do you want, like, a great defense, or do you want, like, an average defense? I want a defense. I don't care what they are in the regular season. If the 22nd-ranked defense plays, like, the 5th-ranked in the postseason, then that's fine.
Or reverse. If you are the 5th-ranked defense or whatever else, then you give up 48 points to the Packers.
Sorry,
this isn't your day, Cowboys. We're not going to talk about you. But, I mean, look, Eovaldi obviously is a stud. And when you look at the fact that Dunning, who came up big in a lot of ways, like finally you felt like he had come into his own last year. He's added another pitch this offseason. You've got Gray. Heaney was solid for you times. You're going to build up Michael Lorenzen. And I think that there's that can get you by with the offense you're going to have. That can work for you if your offense hits like you think it's going to. This isn't the 2001 Rangers, mm-hmm. right? Where they're rolling out guys out there with, six ERAs across the rotation. You know, it's not that setup. Now, it's interesting, Chop. Did you know that this is the 15th different opening day starter for the Rangers in the last 16 years?
Was Kevin Millwood the only back-to-back?
Kevin Millwood did it 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
But if you take the last year of Millwood and then go to today, it's 15 out of 16. The only one that was started twice was Hamels, and Hamels didn't do it in back-to-back years.
Wow. I'm trying to think if I go back and name them all.
Give it a shot.
I know Tanner Shepherd.
That's a cheat. That's a cheat.
Feldman. Holland. Harrison, Gray.
Hold on. Let's look here. Opening day starters. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Gray was one. Yep.
Darvish.
Holland, by the way, never started opening day.
He didn't?
Nope.
That's a lie.
No, he didn't.
He told me.
I'll run through them real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Going back to 09. Millwood, Feldman, CJ Wilson, Colby Lewis, Matt Harrison, Tanner Shepherds, Yovani Gallardo, Cole Hamels, Yu Darvish, Cole Hamels, Mike Minor, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, John Gray, Jacob DeGrom.
Kyle Gibson, my gosh. Real quick, there are some rule changes this year.
Some more?
Yep, so they widen the runner's lane, going to first base. So you know how, like, that stupid play where the runner's about to hit first base, he's stepping on first base, and a throw from the catcher hits him in the back?
Yeah.
That's gone.
Oh.
Well, they've at least tweaked it a little bit. So now you have to be in on the grass in order to be considered out of the baseline running out of first base. So no more just being on the dirt, but inside the line. As long as you're inside the grass, which is interesting because every team's cutout is a little bit different. They also have a reduction to the pitch timer from 20 to 18 seconds. It stays with 15 seconds. That's what the base is runners on. It stays at 15 seconds when the base is empty. So, and also there's a blocking the bag rule where the fielder's ruled to have impeded the runner's progress while not in possession of the ball. Basically steals at second. Got to get your foot out of the way. If your foot drifts into the runner's lane, they could call you out. So you can't block the bag of any of the bags anymore. So those are some tweaks around Major League Baseball for the rules. There's some more in terms of you got to pitch to a certain batter. If you take one warm-up pitch or if the reliever steps onto the warning track, after the two-minute mark, the clock only resets to 2 minutes, not the full time. So, that's some more tweaks, but
we will have full Rangers season predictions.
Yes, we will.
Coming up at 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock. Jared Sandler at 7:20.
Tom Glavine at eight.
Because we are going to get to the bottom of why John Smoltz hates the Rangers so much. His old teammate, his golf buddy. I got a lot of golf questions. Got a lot of golf questions with him. That I'm going to talk to him about. Obviously, talk about defending a championship because they know how to defend a championship. They didn't win multiple.
Keep that same energy at 8 o'clock, Chop.
What?
Keep that same energy with Glavine.
What did I say?
I'd like you to say. hey, what's it like to defend a championship? Not multiple, but a championship.
He never won another one, right? I know he didn't win one with Atlanta, no. But he didn't win. He went to the Mets. I was trying to think where he went elsewhere.
No, he did. He did not win
Smoltz,
another.
Smoltz with he bounced around with Boston, and so he might have ran into one. But it's Glavin at 8. Excited about that one. Again, got to ask him about John Smoltz and his hatred for the Texas Rangers. Totally unfounded. Totally unfounded. Don't know what they did to him, but we'll see. All right. Little Dak update for you coming up next on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan Show. The Cowboys draft a quarterback in the first round. I think so. Tell you why. Ooh. Next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, DFW. Boy, we were just listening to some songs in the break. I was listening to my song that is getting ready to be played at 7:40. Bobby's finally finished.
Mine is done. Look, I'm a perfectionist.
Wrapping up his.
I'm a perfectionist.
Yes, he is.
Actually, I mean, I'm a procrastinator is what it is. I'm just very busy. I got a lot of stuff going on, but I knew I'd get it done, and it's done.
It's done. Peyton's song is coming up at the payload as we get you set for Rangers opening day. Of course, you could hear the game, 12 hours from now. 12 hours from now, we were in the middle of the pregame. Pregame starts at 6 o'clock.
No, pregame starts now. Well, pregame starts going now, all the way up. But yes, the official pregame.
6 o'clock, G-Bag will be out there at the ballpark for their show. So go see that if you get there early. If you're there early enough, you can go say hi. And then, of course, Sandler will have the pre at 6.
Absolutely. And we have Jared Sandler coming up at 7:20. Look, we are your home for the world champion Texas Rangers, and you will be fully aware of it today. We got Jared Sandler at 7:20.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tom Glavin coming up at 8, like we had mentioned. Derek Holland is in studio all day today with the KNC masterpiece. Cole Hamels in the 11 o'clock hour. Chuck Morgan at 12:45. I believe Sandler's spending time with them as well on the KNC. And then G-Bag is out at the ballpark. They're in the trenches. They got boots on the ground. So this is the spot for Rangers opening day.
It is the spot for Rangers opening day. That's right, for, you know, Rangers throughout the next 162 days.
Absolutely.
What's the latest on Dak Prescott?
So we have a source off. We have a good old source off, RJ Choppy. Mm-hmm. So we had the report the other day from Ian Rappaport that said the Cowboys essentially are saying, you know what, we're good on an extension for now. And apparently the way it's phrased and the way some of it has been discussed behind the scenes that I can tell is that Dak Prescott is also kind of approaching it from we're good for now. And so it sounds like there's a comfort at where they're at of just letting this play out and potentially letting him hit free agency next year. So a couple different people weighed in on this yesterday. Josina Anderson, who we've had on this show before, writes, regarding the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, I'm told the team does intend to work out a contract for their 3-time Pro Bowl quarterback and also has not closed off potential to consummate a deal for him this year, per source. While there's currently no offer or imminent talks, the team is not presently charting a path to let Prescott go to free agency, despite some chatter to the contrary, I'm told. You always got to kind of say, despite some chatter.
Chatter.
You know, like, basically what you're saying is Ian's wrong. That's what you're trying to say. Prescott's entire contract history with the Cowboys from his rookie deal, tagging, extension, and restructures are all macro indicators of the eventual goal. Okay, so I would say to Joe Cena's report there that they don't intend, or they intend to work out a contract, and they haven't closed off the potential for a deal to get done this year, and that there's no talks or nothing's imminent. The idea that that somehow runs counter to what we heard on Tuesday, I think is wrong. I think it still falls in line with the idea of the Cowboys are not doing anything about this contract right now, and they're just going to see. And that's where they're at with this one. They want to see it. Calvin Watkins had an interesting thread. Calvin Watkins from the Dallas Morning News had an interesting thread over on Twitter, not X, Twitter, job. Said some Dak Prescott thoughts. I believe something will get done at some point this summer. Prescott doesn't seem worried about contract talks, just like he wasn't in 2021 when he signed his four-year deal. The Cowboys are worried about the cap in 2025. So they're not worried about this one. When we talk about eating that charge this year, they're not worried about 24. They're worried about 25. So the structure of some contracts now will impact that immensely. CeeDee Lamb's contract is one to watch in terms of average salary. Is Lamb a $25 million per year receiver? $30 million? If you don't get that done soon, will Lamb report to offseason workouts? So that's a question. Is he going to hold out?
Right.
Micah Parsons is a player that needs to report to offseason workouts. He talked about culture this offseason, and if that's the case, he should be in the star day one of offseason workouts. One final thing on Prescott. Someone close to him said if he hits free agency, they expect him to get paid again from a team. No surprise here with some NFL teams so needy at the position. Prescott holds the cards here because the Cowboys don't want to go hunting for a quarterback anymore. They're posturing like they're fine with that, though. They're posturing like they do want to go hunting for a quarterback.
Yeah.
And when you look at the entire way that they've approached this so far, it doesn't seem like there's eagerness to try and handle it or get it done. And I'm not doubting what Calvin's saying. I'm just saying that that's something that it hasn't appeared that way right now. But right there, it basically says, hey, look, if he hits free agency, someone's going to pay him.
And, oh, someone will.
And I think that that is an indication, again, of kind of what we were talking about yesterday. If you let him get to free agency, you're saying goodbye to him, which maybe you're okay with that. Maybe you're comfortable with that. But to me, you're saying goodbye to him.
Yeah, you are, I think. If he gets there, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I mean, I still think that there's a chance that he would sign back, but I think the likelihood is that he would kind of stick it to you.
I think they're hoping for that. I think they're banking on that angle, is that he would just, okay, we're going to, he loves being a Cowboy so much that he'll give us the opportunity to match, or we'll do, you know, we'll have the ability to, you know, sign him. There won't be any point of no return. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to get him no matter what. Now, it's interesting, over on Twitter, Arjun Menon, who used to be in the analytics department for the Jets.
Arjun?
Yes.
Okay.
Who used to be in the analytics department for the Jets and does a lot of different research.
That was the South African's name in Lethal Weapon 2, I think.
Was it?
The bad guy. I think his name is Arjun.
I was not aware of that. He says, looking specifically at top 100 picks, going back to 2011.
All right.
Here's how much draft capital each team has allocated to each position since 2011. Like we said. If you look at the Cowboys, running back, 5% of their picks. Wide receiver, 10. Tight end, 5. Tackle, 10. Guard, 5. Center, 2.5. Edge, little over 15. Interior defensive line, almost 13%. Linebacker, almost 13%. Cornerback, 18%. And then safety, 2%. Quarterback, it's the Johnny Manziel line.
0.1%.
0.0. Now, what's interesting is I was like, they've got to be the only team that's done that, right? That hasn't spent a top 100 pick on a quarterback in the last 13, 14 years. Here are the teams that also have not done it.
Well, let's see. The Saints, the last first-round draft pick the Saints took a quarterback was?
It's been a while. And remember, this is specific to since 2011. So if it's a GM who got there after 2011, it's just what that GM did.
Okay.
So like Brett Veach, I don't think Dorsey drafted Mahomes. So Brett Veach would not be considered the one to do that. So
by
Brett
the way,
Veach,
the Saints' last first-round draft pick at quarterback was Archie.
Are you serious? Wow. And these are just top 100 picks. Eric DaCosta at the Ravens has not picked one in out of his picks. And then obviously the most recent guys. But if you look at anybody with at least 20 picks under their belt, Chop, since 2011. Any GM with at least 20 picks under their belt, the Cowboys are the only team that has not used a top 100 pick on quarterback. And you think that should change?
I do think it should change if it comes to them, right? If the draft comes to them, like, yeah, don't reach for it maybe. But the Packers did this. They did it twice, really. They did it with Favre when they still had Favre.
Yep.
And they did it when they had Rodgers still, and they took Aaron, Jordan Love. There's Aaron Rodgers, obviously, when they still had Favre.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs had – I mean, look, the Chiefs were going to the playoffs every year, winning the division every year. We forget how good they were with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
But they never got over the hump. It's very similar. Now, I think Dak's better than Alex Smith, but the results are very, very similar to the Chiefs had with Alex Smith. And they found a way to get Patrick Mahomes. The Colts, look, obviously the Colts still could have kept Manning through his injury.
Yeah.
But Andrew Luck was there. Now, it's different. They had a generational opportunity to pick Andrew Luck at first. And they were like, all right, it was a no-brainer. Even though Manning probably could have played a couple more years, you were looking at the time at 15 years of another quarterback, and you were going to follow the Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Green Bay Packers model. But assuming Bobby's right, that if he gets to free agency, he's gone, do you really want to leave yourself that exposed? And you're going to lose him for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a third-round comp pick.
Right, but either you trade him today and you get a couple of firsts for him, or you wait and you're screwed. And who knows what kind of pick you're going to get next year. Now, you might get a top 15 pick.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the whole thing craters because everybody's on a one-year deal and everybody's playing for their own contract and not playing team football. They're all playing for themselves. But if you think you're not going to keep him, then you got to figure out where you're going to get your next quarterback from. And I don't think it's Trey Lance. And
I don't either.
If Penix is there or Bo Nix is there or whatever, I mean, do you not have to at least bring him in for a visit prior to?
This is interesting.
Like, do you not have to bring Michael Penix in for a visit?
I think you, and look, I don't know. We'll see the 30 visit list. Michael Penix, I think you'd bring in at the very least because of potential injury situation, and you don't know where he's going to go. Like, I mean, he's got medical questions.
Penix,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so I would think you'd want to take a look at him, especially if you thought he could potentially get there. A lot of people, look, I think he's going to go in the first round. I think he'll go before Dallas gets picked. But, I mean, there have been some people that go, like, Penix could go in the second sometime. Like, there are people who just are not sure about him.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, does he get all the way down to you? I went back and looked. I was curious. Who also, the quarterbacks that have been drafted in the first round since 2017. That's since Dak came into the league. They have 24 of them here. And I'll list off a name. You just keep track of, when you hear a name, which ones you would take right now is like, yeah, I'd rather have that guy, even if they're not better. I'd rather have that guy in his upside, maybe, if they're younger,
okay,
moving into the future, over Dak. Patrick Mahomes, so just keep count for me. Patrick Mahomes, Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen, Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, Tua, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, and Bryce Young.
All right, so with upside, I could maybe argue 8 to 10 tops with upside.
But that's still, you're saying that you would definitely do it because that's one out of every, even at worst with upside, that's one out of every three.
Because you got Burrow, you got Allen, you got Herbert,
mm-hmm,
Mahomes. I mean, there's four right there.
That's four you would definitely take right now.
Right now. And then there's, like, you know, the Stroud. I would not do Kyler, but there is an upside there still, I suppose. I did not touch Field. I think it's probably like six to eight to ten tops.
So, I mean, that's.
I mean, if you consider Lamar,
that's one out of every three.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
so I mean, you're talking about, like, I mean, if three quarterbacks go in the first round, then you should. That means if it may take you three times max,
yeah,
but eventually you think you'll find somebody that you would rather have over Dak. And if the Cowboys feel that way, they need to look at that seriously.
Yeah, I went and did this study, and I'll show you this real quick. Now, they're not going to have their choice the top two, or three, or four, but I want to look at the last 10 drafts. The first quarterback taken was not the best quarterback in half of the 10 drafts.
Okay.
All right, which means that it's the whole thing. Like, you know, you're who you evaluate as the best doesn't always try to be the best. Stroud has so far been better than Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
Purdy was like was the last player taken. He's better than Kenny Pickett, who was the first quarterback taken.
Which the 49ers said yesterday, we know we're going to have to pay Brock Purdy really soon, market-setting money.
Wow. Wow. Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback in that class that he had, and he hasn't even been what we thought he would.
Yeah, he is.
Burrow is the best of that class, but you would absolutely, if you were a team looking for a quarterback, take Herbert, Love, Tua, and Hurts. What a draft that turned out to be.
Yeah.
I mean, those are quality players. Kyler was the best. That worked. So you had three in a row that worked. But Baker was the first pick. Lamar and Josh Allen are better than Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch Trubisky was the first pick, but Mahomes and Deshaun were better.
Mm-hmm.
Goff was the first pick, but you could easily say Dak has been better.
Yeah.
And then Bortles was the first pick, but you could easily say that Derek Carr's had a better career.
Oh, yeah. No, Derek Carr definitely had a better career.
So that's half the drafts where the second or third or fourth or fifth or even last quarterback taken has been better than the first.
So that's why you would say, just regardless, every year pick one. Would you pick one every year?
I mean, not in the first round.
But you would pick one in the draft every
year? Fourth round every year.
I don't have a problem if they want to pick a look, and the Cowboys have approached it.
Especially if you have two, if you have like a comp four, I mean, take one there.
Look, I mean, and they've, I mean, McCarthy, I think, has approached it that way at times. Whenever he's been in Green Bay, he got here, he picked DiNucci, he then wanted Aiden O'Connell potentially in the fourth round last year. So, I mean, they have approached it with that thought process. Look, they didn't draft Dak to be Romo's replacement.
No, they didn't.
Draft him just like, okay, let's throw another dart. Let's get some depth, whatever else.
You never know when you're going to. And plus, if you have a good roster, I think you, especially the value with a rookie quarterback is the contract. Anything you get from them playing-wise in terms of their, like, oh, look, we found a diamond in the rough here. It's an upside. If you've got a good roster, you could fight your way through with a league-average quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
That's the formula, unless you have a super stud. They got close to one. Dak's close to a super stud. I mean, he's not Mahomes, not Allen, but like he's good enough. He's good enough. The problem is when you get to $60 million, can you overcome that? That's because that's what you pay Mahomes. You pay Mahomes that money to overcome not having Tyreek Hill. There you go. That's
60 will eventually be the new 40, though, and 40 became the new 20. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. All right, the payload is next. Song number one.
Ooh.
Peyton Russell's Rangers World Champion. Rangers.
Damn right.
Opening day song is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can
put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is another edition of The Payload. Every Thursday at this time, 6:40 every week, and happy opening day to everyone,
sir,
who celebrates, baby, the defending champ.
To everyone who celebrates.
Everyone better celebrate. Yeah. It should be a holiday. We talked about at 6 o'clock. It should be a national holiday.
Happy O Day, everybody. Happy Big O Day.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's now, it's not the most important opening day, right? Football is more important because it's like the games mean so much more.
No,
well, it's a Sunday though.
But this is like you want to talk about like celebrating.
Yeah,
the
like
most.
I don't like it's like NFL season starts, but I don't feel like a magic at the stadium on the first NFL game.
It's another game.
The Major League Baseball, you feel like there's this just happy optimism and energy outside of every ballpark, even if your team sucks, because you're like, we might not suck this year, though.
Because every stadium is sold out.
Everyone.
First day. Every stadium. Doesn't matter if you lost 100. The A's might be sold out.
They might be.
They might not be. I don't know.
And then the next game is like 8,000.
1,800. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially if you get these northern cities where it's cold. Like, let's say you're in Minnesota today. I think it's Chicago. Chicago will be sold out, the White Sox. And then they'll have 40,000. And then tomorrow, they'll have 10.
Tickets today are $800, but tomorrow they're $8.
Yep,
so
there you go.
Go figure.
Yeah, all for bunting. All just to see the bunting. Not actual bunting, but like the banners, the bunting.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
Peyton.
Guys, round of applause to one Mickey D's. McDonald's. They did it. They did it. At least by 2026 they will.
What'd they do?
They're gonna start selling Krispy Kreme donuts. I love this idea. Every breakfast joint, or that if you can sell breakfast, McDonald's, you know, Whataburger, wherever, they should have donuts. Just a dozen. They're cheap to make, they're easy, and they're an instant attraction. Every place should sell donuts. Even if it's not your style, just glazed and chocolate. That's all you need. You don't need to be fancy with this. Because here's the thing, is with us morning show people, we wake up super early. Donut shops don't open till what? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
The one by me opens at 5, which means I can never get to it because
I've woken up and I'm like, I need a donut. I need a couple donuts, and I gotta wait till 7 o'clock or so before they're brought up here.
There's a great bagel spot by me, but it opens at 5, and they run out by the time I get home. They're open till they run out.
There's a great spot on my drive in here called Amy's Donuts in Louisville on Main. But the problem with that one is like they open at 6, which is obviously or maybe it's 5. I don't remember what it was. But they open at whatever time they do. But if they're ready earlier, they open up earlier. And I can never like know when they're going to open earlier that I actually have time to go by there and like get stuff. But I mean, like they'll open at, for instance, 5:30 typically or something like that. But then there's some days you drive by and it's 5:10 and they have the open sign on and you can go in. And so I never know when I'm able to stop in there. And so that's a little annoying. But that wouldn't be a problem with McDonald's is what you're telling me, Peyton.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is a partnership between Krispy Kreme and McDonald's that's going to take place near the end of 2026 right now. Hopefully they get it out there sooner. But look, I got one concern with McDonald's. You know, they like to try a bunch of stuff there. You know, do not put sausage, egg, and cheese in between a donut. Just leave it as it is. I can already see the wheels turning at McDonald's headquarters.
Yeah.
Let's just chop the donut in half. Let's stick some sausage, some bacon, some egg and cheese in there. Let's make it McDonut.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Leave the donut alone. No meat needs to go in the donut.
The donut between as the burger bun.
Dude, the McGriddle's very, that's one of Mike Bassick's favorite items.
Is that
the pancake?
Yeah, I've never eaten it and I don't want, like it doesn't
it
seem appealing to me.
Maple syrup taste to it.
It doesn't seem appealing to me, but I know a lot of people like it. They say no, it's that sweet and savory thing.
Yeah, I don't care for the McGriddle. The bun becomes gooey because of the syrup.
Oh, not a big fan of the goo.
I don't care for it.
No, we don't like the goo. Well, we are a fan of girls, right? We all like talking about women. You know, we all have our own significant others here,
Peyton.
But we all have our expectations, guys.
Go on.
Is there an issue, and I'm going to play an audio clip here. It's about 45 seconds long from Barstool. Is there an issue with dating a girl that knows more sports than you? And here's a guy who, it's a very attractive girl on the podcast, and he's saying, I can't date you because you know more ball than me.
Do you like a girl that likes sports, or is it more like it doesn't really matter to you because you're going to do your thing anyway?
Not that you're going to take any offense to this, but I could never date you. Just because you know more ball than me, and I can't date a girl that knows more ball than me. Now, I don't like girls that don't know what's going on at all. But I like a girl that understands the basic concept of the game, but I don't want a girl that's like, oh yeah, that's Patrick Mahomes, that's MVS, that's Travis Kelce, that's like naming out all the players and knows everything to the point where I'm like, she knows
first
more
touchdown
football
plus 650.
Yeah. No, I like a girl that's like down to bet, like on a Super Bowl. But if she's out there doing what you do, like betting every single day, like that's a problem.
And see, I've never really got this. The they know more than me, you know, or they make more than me. That's why I never got. I don't know if it's just the male in us, like yeah. We're competitive. We got to be the alpha. We got to be the top dog. Is there a problem with a girl knowing more sports or more of something in general than you, like in your profession, I guess? Like if Kristen is busting out the names of coaches and plays and like is that a turnoff for you, Bobby?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. No, I would not. And I get hell for this sometimes on the fan text and then the Frankel injury attorney's fan text. And then there are other times where people say they totally agree with me. I don't want somebody, and it's not anything to do about like, oh, that's mine or anything else. I don't want somebody who's as into sports as I am. I just don't want that. That's going to be like, I talk sports on the radio. I talk sports in a friend group. People, when they, you know, come up to me or they know who I am, they want to talk sports. I don't then need it there too. And I also don't need, if we have a disagreement, I don't need a disagreement over a sports topic bleeding over and becoming a marital fight, which it would. If Kristen followed sports and determined she didn't think Dak was it, you know how many marital disagreements I would get into? All because I can't have that.
Yeah. It depends on how into it she is and how much she likes to talk about it. Like, Sarah loves going to games, and I love that because it's like, you know, it's just we just enjoy going to games together. Like, we have a lot of fun doing
that.
We love playing
to
golf together.
Just going to a game is a different thing to me.
She never really talks about sports, like, really doesn't. She knows about it. She wants to know just enough to, like, be able to, you know, be in a conversation or carry the conversation on, but she doesn't want to talk about it. Like, being able having to talk about it, I don't want to talk about it, but. Your girl knows more sports than you. My suggestion to you is just be more manly.
Just get better.
Whoa.
Just
become
it's
more
a motivation
masculine.
Factor.
You know,
it's
you need to go to the Alpha Male Boot Camp.
Oh.
Did you see that? The Alpha Boot Camp?
No, I did not.
It's the dumbest thing ever. You pay $1,800 for 3 days, and they make you, like, crawl backwards on a railroad track. And they make you, like, carry your friend on a beach for 100 yards or whatever. Just dumb things. They're yelling at you. They're screaming. It's like boot camp. You know, that's what I would suggest. But no, in all seriousness, I don't care. Like, if she knows sports, she knows sports. I'd much rather her know something than nothing.
Kristen sent me a picture one time. She was like, hey, who is this? A Facebook friend of mine posted it, and everybody's freaking out, and they're not saying who it is. And it was a picture. Some girl had, like, gone into a store and took a picture with Zeke. And so, like, that to me is perfect. I was like, this is why I married you. You're asking me who's Zeke. This is it right
like,
here.
Like, there are some, like, you know, girls that are in the on BetQL network or there are gamblers, like Instagram gamblers.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe one of them that was at the Super Bowl?
No. I'm trying to think.
That you reported with? That said you were yoked?
Oh, no. No, absolutely not.
Beat the books.
But there's an Instagram gambling girl. Like, she's super attractive. But she knows, like, everything. And she's a massive gambler. It's like, all right, would you really...
Yeah.
Really want, like, I have enough of a gambling problem. But I really want to date somebody who's also going to do that too.
Right. All right, guys, the time is now.
Oh, baby, let's do it.
We're going
right,
to play
set your
the
song up, Peyton.
All right. So, you know, I threw the question around my friend's group chat, the Los Hombres, and my buddy Adam. He said, you got to go with Back to Back by Drake. You got to do it because the Rangers, you know, they're defending their championship.
Okay.
This is going to be the year. They're going back to back. So
Make sure you hit them with the prenup.
Oh, man. Here's about 90 seconds of just absolute, I hope gold, but sounds about white.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Rangers back in action, not again. Yeah, I learned the game from Bruce Bochy. You can never check me. Back to back for the Astros, I didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover with a different weapon. Back to back like I'm Aikman 93 and 94. I mean, whoa. We got Seager, if I forgot to mention. When I look back, I might get mad that I gave the bullpen this much attention. Yeah, but the injuries are weighing on my conscience. Yeah, you left the pitching staff with no options. I want to see the Rangers go insane. You're gonna make Evaldi throw outside the frame. Wyatt Langford definitely brings the fame. You're gonna make Chris Young go out of his way. I waited all season for the champs. I drove here listening to Creed on the ramps. I'm not sure what it was that made Astros fans mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all stop. I mean, whoa. Yeah, Jonas' fingers turned to dinger fingers. Yeah, Henderson got thrown out by Himes' fingers. I'm not the type of dude to believe in witches. Shout out to all the Astros fans, you stupid bitches. Make sure you hit him with the trash cans. Tell someone to get their mans. Man, Ranger's gonna get another one. Yes, another one. You gotta back it up with another one. Got the ring on me going back to back. Yeah, we going back to back. Got the ring on me, we going back to back. Yeah, I took a break from ball, now it's back to that. Let's go! Come on, Rangers, let's get it.
Oh my God,
there you go.
So amazing.
That is
well rated done on the fan text out of well done. 100.
The
gosh.
The ability to just shoehorn as many possible syllables into that as you can.
817, it's hard, man. 817, MC Wonder Bread with a better song than Drake.
MC Wonder Bread. That's it. That is it.
My daughters are crying. See, now I'm going to. Look at that.
Hell yes.
That's bad, isn't it?
No, it's great.
Great.
That is.
I needed a McCormick Got Bean
I'm glad
line.
I went first.
I'm
content rich delivery. Can my boy find the beat?
I will say there was one you tried to fit about five extra syllables into
it.
So
hard. Yeah. I give Drake a lot of credit. Rapping's tough.
4-6-9, 10 out of 10. 4-6-9, beautiful. It's doing
again,
good, man.
Play it again. We're going to play that again.
Wow. We will play that again later.
69 out of 100. I don't know if that's a joke or not, but I'm here for it. Wonderful job, Peyton.
Great job, Peyton.
One for one so far on the songs. We'll do Bobby's at 8:40 during the below the belt. We'll do mine at 7:40 during the neighborhood watch. And up next, we're going to go on the record. Our official Rangers season predictions coming up next on 105 Through the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.